Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
Many years ago, when we first started coming to rural Pennsylvania for weekends and holidays and didn't know much about birds yet, Jim and I were chatting with a Pennsylvania game lands worker who remarked excitedly, "I see that the mergansers are back." Well, we were able to gather that this might be a bird and we might see it on the nearby creek. So we took the time to look, and sure enough, there were some beautiful water birds, streamlined ducks that were floating gracefully down the Dyberry Creek. The males and females were quite different in appearance from each other. The males had clean black and white bodies, dark green heads, and a slender serrated red bill. The elegant gray-bodied females had rich cinnamon heads with a short crest. This was in March or early April and was one of those much-needed early signs of spring. Mergansers are often the last waterfowl migrant to move south in the fall and the first to return north in the spring.
Common mergansers spend much of their time afloat, loafing, fishing, and often sleeping on open water. I kind of envy them. If you've ever canoed or picnicked along the Delaware River, you've probably seen the mergansers there, as they are numerous in summer along rivers and float along with a large brood of fluffy little chicks. You can look for them sitting on rocks in midstream, disappearing around the next bend, or flying along the river when their white wing patches and heavy bodies make them easy to identify.
Mergansers seem quite shy and try to avoid people. They'll take off with a great splashing of wings and almost run on top of the water to get away. It's quite a sight to see the female with her brood of up to 17 chicks scurrying away in a great flutter of wings and water down the creek or river. I have had the unique experience, though, of having a group of mergansers float unconcernedly right by me as I am paddling about in a deep pool in the creek, not recognizing me as the potential predator that I am when I'm on land.
Common mergansers are diving, fish-eating ducks, as opposed to the ducks that dabble or feed by ducking their heads underwater for plants. The word merganser comes from the Latin and roughly translates to plunging goose, a good name for this very large and often submerged duck. Mergansers mostly eat fish, but they also eat aquatic invertebrates, frogs, small mammals, plants, and even birds. They find their prey by sight, often probing sediments and underwater stones with their slender bills, which have sharp serrations for grasping slippery prey.
Nesting in tree cavities is unusual for ducks, but mergansers usually nest in a natural cavity or woodpecker hole in a live or dead tree, up to 100 feet off the ground and within a mile of water. The young leave their nest hole within a day or so of hatching. The flightless chicks leap from the nest entrance and tumble to the forest floor. The mother protects the chicks, but they catch all of their own food. They start by diving for aquatic insects and switch over to fish at about 12 days old.
Although usually relatively quiet, the male common merganser produces a twanging sound, a harsh croak, and a bell-like note during courtship. While the female may make harsh grunting sounds, the alarm call of the species is a harsh croaking grk, and the female may also hiss if cornered in the nest or with young. And just this last week, as we were preparing this program for Farm and Country, we saw our first merganser pair of the spring on the Dyberry Creek. So we hope that as you travel near waterways this spring, you'll be able to spot the mergansers with the sharp, dark and white contrast of the dashing males and the crisply defined cinnamon-colored heads of the females.
This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.